Tom Smith's been back for 2 weeks now. Is he getting, you know, regular season form, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the thing Sean had going, of course, obviously, was he got to go through the entire training camp, you know, and that means a lot. There's a lot more practices in that period of time than in season. So I think from that standpoint, we're fortunate that he could go through camp and then, you know, had to sit out for the 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it was, and go there. But, yeah, I think he's back, and I don't see any issues there at all. Well, I think obviously it helps us, you know. I mean, you know, he's a really good football player. And certainly it was important when we lost to get him back when we lost Philip Gaines, you know. That would have really thinned us out back there. So it's been a big help to us.
The Le'Veon Bell play the third quarter when he runs it down. I know he takes some heat from any old guy in the room and not being the fastest guy in his size, but just that play. I mean,
well, that's a great play. That's a 4-point play, you know, as it turns out, and that was really important. And you know, it's one of those things, like when we play in Pittsburgh, and anybody that has those kinds of explosive players, it really demands every player thinks that he's the guy that's got to do it. Sean was actually at the force point and then went back down the sideline to make the play. So that was a great individual play by him, and you know, turned out to be big, because that if he'd let him score, that would put them up, I believe, 17-16 at that point. So big play. Mm-hmm. It's like anything. It's an experience. You know, it's being out there, seeing the plays, the live bullets, and that type of thing. And you know, hopefully, he's just going to keep growing in that role. And you know, he's as you say, a young guy. So our hope is that he's going to keep getting better. And a lot of it is technique, and especially when you're inside, there's a lot of things that happen inside that's different than being the outside corner position. So you got to have some feel. You got to be able to recognize formations, all those things that can aid you in becoming a more efficient player there. So I think just with experience, you know, going in there, and he's gonna find his comfort zone, what he likes to do, and where he likes to be aligned. And I think the ability to look at these formations and realize, hey, this is most likely to happen, or we don't think this is, that's going to be better each and every week. Well, you know, one of the things we tried to do with him, especially when we lost Philip, is you know, even though I think there was a couple of weeks when he wasn't even up for the game, we were practicing him and trying to give him some reps and trying to build, you know, for down the road here, you know, down the road being within this season, you know, to try to get him prepped and ready to go. You know, he's one of the from the throwing standpoint, one of the best quarterbacks in our league. He's got a great arm. He's, you know, one of the things that he can do is he can change the angle of his arm to throw, which not everybody can do, so he can get balls out in between rushes. He's got the strength that, you know, he can be falling backwards or stepping backwards and still throw the ball down the field. And, of course, he's got obviously a dangerous guy, you know, in number 81 as far as just getting it up there. But, he's got all the tools that you want as quarterback, and he's been highly productive over the years. And, you know, when he gets going, he's a tough challenge.